Welcome to our weekly feature Folk Box, tailor-made for all those who love folk music, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko. Great to be with you again. I believe that our listener Carl Zimmerman of Teaneck, New Jersey, the United States, has already realized that his hour has dawned on the air. At the personal request of Carl in our series Who Lives in Russia Today, we'll be telling you about Jewish music in Russia. A wealth of charm, elegant simplicity, and quite remarkable optimism, something that has always distinguished these people, is guaranteed in our feature today. Isn't it amazing? In Jewish music, even the most mournful of melodies will invariably turn towards the light, as a flower turns towards the sunlight. We shall be observing such transformations in the following composition. Let me tell you some interesting facts about Jewish music and its history here in Russia. For example, it so happens that it was here, in Russia, that the first volumes of Jewish folk songs came out. In the 16th, 17th centuries in Germany, they wrote down a certain amount of klezmer melodies, after which there was a break for a couple of centuries. From the mid-19th century, serious, systemically arranged editions started to come out, and Russia was a trailblazer in this respect. Start of the 20th century, and again here in Russia, they set up the Society of Jewish Music, which studied, popularized, published, doing so most seriously and fundamentally, which is not surprising. This work was done by well-versed musicians. Interestingly, they were all pupils of the great Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, and he was the one who deliberately tried to activate his composing class pupils' interest in art and the traditions of their people. The author of one of the first fundamental studies of Jewish folk music was also a Russian. Early in the 20th century, Yuli Engel published his expansive work. Thank you. There exists the widespread opinion that Jewish music started experiencing grave problems in Russia in Soviet times. However, I would not say that that is exactly true. In the 20s and 30s, interest towards folklore was supported and encouraged, since this fit in well with the cultural program, so to say, of the workers' and peasants' state. So folklore was quite fortunate. It was studied and popularized. A wealth of studies, ethnographic expeditions, all took place precisely in those years. While we now shall listen to Russian recordings of Jewish music of the time.
Und dick Bulbes, Dienst dick Bulbes, Mittwochen dann stick noch Bulbes, und Freitag noch weiter noch Bulbes, aber Schabbos in der Novelle, a Kiegele, a Feiner, und sind dick weiter Bulbes, und sind dick weiter Bulbes. Bräut mit Bulbes, Fleisch mit Bulbes, Bräut und Fleisch mit Bulbes, und Fleisch und Bräut mit Bulbes. Aber Schabbos in der Novene, a Kegele, a Feiner, und sind ich weiter Bulbes, und sind ich weiter Bulbes. Ja, da, 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 ja, da, 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 ja, da, 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 ja, da, 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 da. Wieder Bulbes, aber Bulbes, wieder noch aber Bulbes, aber und wieder Bulbes, aber Schabbos in der Nabene, a Kegele, a Feiner, und sind ich weiter Bulbes, und sind ich weiter Bulbes. Montag Bulbes, Dienstag Bulbes, Mittwoch und Donnerstag noch Bulbes, und Freitag noch weiter noch Bulbes. Schabbos in der Nabene, a Kegele, a Feiner, und sind ich weiter Bulbes, und sind ich weiter Bulbes, und sind ich weiter Bulbes.
Jewish music has the same problems as any other kind of music, as any folk music does. Early music tends to be forgotten. Later melodies are known, at least to some extent, with a great deal of recordings and performers in pseudo-folk style. What is known all over the world, including here in Russia, most can hum Tumba Balalaika.
Tumba la, tumba la, tumba balalaika. Tumba la, tumba la, tumba balalaika. Spiel balalaika, tumba balalaika. Spiel balalaika, tumba balalaika. Steka buchen, ioner tracht, tracht in tracht, a ganze Nacht. Wemen zu nehmen, ihn nicht verschämen. Wemen zu nehmen, ihn nicht verschämen.
Tumbala, tumbala, tumbalalaika. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbalalaika.
Spiel balalaika, tumbalalaika. Spiel balalaika, tumbalala.
Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei der Fredel Wusken wachsen, wachsen und regen. Wusken brennen, ihn nicht auf Herren.
Interestingly, many of the quite modern-sounding melodies have, in fact, interesting roots. Thus, you may think the famous Hava Nagila is a relatively young melody, but that's not true. At the start of the 20th century, it was written down by Abraham Tzvi Idelson, a folklore researcher from Latvia, and the recording was done in a Hasid community in Ukraine, so the melody is quite ancient.
Ha-ha!
Havana Gila, sung by a celebrated Turetsky choir. And here's a curious version of the Russian ensemble Volnitsa, made use of here of Russian folk instruments. Sounds quite natural, isn't it? That's because all cultures of the world are much closer interconnected and interrelated than we might think. For example, take the art of the Spanish Jews, Sephards. It's impacted the culture of all of medieval Europe. We're presently listening to the ensemble La Terna Magica from St. Petersburg. Ancient music of the Hasids is a dialogue with diverse cultures of the East. We listen to the Russian-British quartet, Ashkenazim.
Yeah. Morgen mit dem Wegen, streichelt mir der Wacht, wart einmal es deutet, ob ruhen sich mein
As experts say, the music of the klezmers, vagabond Jewish minstrels, in the 15th through to the 17th centuries, was seriously impacted by traditions of Central Europe. This wonderful solo is from St. Petersburg violinist Alexei Rozov. And here he is again in the ensemble Josef Kapelier, one of the descendants of the klezmer ensembles. In Russia, as in many countries, they hold large-scale klezmer festivals. Shall we listen to some of the modern-day klezmers? The ensemble Simha from Tatarstan. The ensemble Aliya from Saratov on the Volga. Jewish music from Russia. Here is a duet, in my opinion, a very subtle one, Евгения Славина, Игорь Белый.
Ой, фон Вег, штейте боем, штейте ренги боем, але фойгл фунем боем, зайнун зихце флойм. Дракин мизрых, дракин майрев, он дирешт кейн дорм. Undem boim gelost allein, efker farn storm. Sog ich zu der Mamen her, sogst mir nur den Stern. Will ich Mame, eins und zwei, bald der Feugel wern. Ich will sitzen auf den Boim und will ihm verwiegen. Über Winter mit der Trist, mit der schönen Nigen. Ai, dari, 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 dari.
In our series Who Lives in Russia Today, we featured Jewish folk music. I certainly hope that Carl Zimmermann and our listeners enjoyed it. You were listening to Folkbox.